We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Danielle McCartan, Sports Radio 101. Joined
by Jeff Nelson, four-time World Series champion New York Yankee here on The Fan. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Hey, we're a little over a week into the 2021 season, and I have a part A and a part B. Part A is, which player has surprised you on this Yankees team in a good way?
You know, I think Taillon, and even though Kluber I didn't think threw that great, but he's still staying healthy. I think those two guys, I don't know about surprised, but I liked how they're staying healthy and how they stayed healthy through spring, because, you know, the rotation is what's going to lead them to a ring, and, you know, their 28th ring. Those two guys are key members in this rotation. If they lose either one or both at any time in the year, they're going to be hard to replace. So having these two guys healthy is what I want to see. And so far, I've been pleasantly surprised.
Now, which player has surprised you, part B, in a not so good way?
Well, again, Aaron Judge, you know, it's as dominant of a player that he can be and that he's shown before. He was out the other day against the Orioles. That's a little alarming. Going through spring training, as big as he is, you know, everybody says, oh, you know, big players, they have a hard time staying healthy. Well, I don't think that's true. I mean, you look at Dave Winfield. He was a big player, 6'6", probably 260. But him having some injury problems with his side, that's a little alarming for me.
For me, anyway, my vote would be Gleyber Torres. Last season, Torres tied for second in errors, as you know, among all shortstop. And that's, exactly where he sits right now. So if you were his teammate, Jeff Nelson, what would you tell him?
Well, you know, shortstop's a tough position, and I don't think he's a shortstop. And I think you're absolutely right. You know, he may lead the league in errors this year. He could get 20 plus, and that's tough for a pitcher. I mean, he does cover a lot of ground, but at the same time, I think he rushes a lot. I think he puts a lot of pressure on himself. It's such a demanding position. I would have liked to see the Yankees try to do something in the winter as far as go and sign a shortstop. I would have loved to see Didi Gregorius come back and then move Torres back to second and then have LeMahieu play first base. I would have liked to see that addressed. Maybe that comes to fruition at some point during the season. Maybe the Yankees say, okay, at the trade deadline, we have to go get a shortstop so we can move Torres to second. He's just not a shortstop to me. You try to tell him to relax, and obviously this guy takes extra work all the time. And I mean, he is a worker. He's a very proud guy as far as the way he plays defense, the way he goes about his offense. He's just not a shortstop. And that is a demanding position that puts a lot of pressure on himself that I don't know if he can handle right now.
Didi, I agree with you, and my listeners know that. And, you know, it's shortstop. I'm a former shortstop, current actually, into my league. It's just instinctual, you know, and when I watch him, it's just not instinctual when I watch him.
Yeah, you know, I mean, if you look at great shortstops, I mean, one of the best that I've ever seen was Omar Vizquel. I played with him and then played against him. You had Derek Jeter, I thought was probably one of the smartest baseball players I've ever played with. He was always compared with Garcia Parra, Alex Rodriguez, Miguel Tejada. I mean, they're some of the great power-hitting shortstops. I mean, Cal Ripken Jr. Cal Ripken Jr. really didn't have great range, but at the same time, he was so smart and knew how to read hitters and knew how to read where the pitches were going that he just set himself in the right position. And Derek Jeter did the same thing. They may not have been great shortstops as far as flashy, like an Omar Vizquel, but at the same time, they made the easy plays. And the hard plays they made look even better. Gleyber Torres is just not a guy that has a lot of range. He's better suited probably for second base that don't need a lot of range to play that position. It's not a demanding position. Usually the shortstop is one of those captain type guys that you're in the middle of the field. You're always trying to run the infield. You're telling the second baseman or the third baseman where to play. You're the key cutoff guy in the outfield. And Gleyber Torres, it's a new position for him that has become a tougher position. And sometimes you take the defense into the offense. And that's one thing you do not want to see with Gleyber.
The other night, speaking of the easy plays, he short hops a throw to first, allows the go-ahead run on top of the 10th, knowing that it should have been an out. What is the feeling on a mound for a pitcher watching that take place?
Well, you know, it's tough. And then also you have a first baseman in Jay Bruce that he hasn't had a whole lot of time over there as well. Yes, he can play that position. Maybe a first baseman has played there a number of times, might have had that ball, but it's awful. It was a tough throw. I mean, it was a tough throw to pick. You know, you're holding your breath. Anytime the ball gets hit on the ground, when I was pitching, anytime the ball got hit in the ground, you were hoping they would make the play. And once they threw it over, you know, okay, we had Tino Martinez, and he was such a great first baseman that he picked everything. But it's disappointing, especially with the stupid extra inning rule with the guy on second. I hate it. So that's really tough when, especially with a pitcher, you know, it's not an earned run, but at the same time, you got a man on second with nobody out, and anything can happen. And anything that gets hit on the ground or in the air, you're hoping that it's going to get caught or at least made an out. And when it doesn't, it makes your job tougher.
You mentioned the trade deadline. At what point do you end the Torres as a shortstop experiment? Is it the trade deadline?
Well, you know, maybe before. I mean, we've seen the Yankees in the past make trades in June. I mean, that's always a possibility. You look at the Colorado Rockies and Trevor Story's out there as a shortstop, and he's a free agent at the end of the year. So rumors already were flying in spring training that maybe the Yankees could have made that move. They didn't, but that's always a possibility. And the Colorado Rockies know that he is a free agent, and they're going to get a lot of calls. Colorado's not going anywhere, and they're not going to make the playoffs this year. So, you know, you could probably see something before the trade deadline at the end of July if he doesn't start turning things around. Right now, I don't know if he can. He's just not a great shortstop. It's just not his position. He's a great player. He's just not a great shortstop.
So a catcher like Gary Sanchez, who struggles defensively, how does it or does it help his game knowing that his pitchers have gone out of their way to publicly compliment him?
Well, that's what he needs because he's a huge mental guy. I mean, you hear all kinds of interviews and some of his teammates talking that he really takes to heart what he does behind the plate and even at the plate when he's hitting. It's not a red flag, but it's like you would like to see guys not be so mental, not take the game not serious, but take their mistakes and just let it sit in their head for a while. Baseball, even sports, you have to have a short memory. You can't keep dwelling on past performances, past mistakes. You have the next day, the sun always comes up. You have to keep going out there and forget about what you did. But he's a guy that doesn't do that. He really overanalyzes his mistakes behind the plate or the way he goes about facing a pitcher when he is hitting. So that's tough to get over. When you have a mental guy like a Gary Sanchez, as much positive feedback that you can get, it helps him. And when you have a Cole or a Taillon or a Kluber, the veteran type pitchers coming out in public and saying and praising him, that helps his psyche and helps his mind.
We're talking with Jeff Nelson, four-time World Series champion, New York Yankee, here on The Fan. Is this team built to win?
Oh, well, it is. I think if they stay healthy, they're still the best team in the American League. You talk about Gleyber Torres as far as addressing the shortstop. I think they really need to address the left-handed hitting power. If you look at past Yankee teams, what have they had when they won the World Series? It had great left-handed power. Whether it's at old Yankee Stadium or new Yankee Stadium, left-handed power wins. When you're a right-handed dominant hitting team like they are, there's so many right-handed pitchers in the American League and even in the National League that it becomes a little bit easier to face these guys. I don't care if you have a Stanton, if you have a Judge, Torres, if you have a right-handed hitting lineup, Sanchez, that can hit the ball at the ballpark, they're still easier to pitch to than a lefty. You look at Hicks, he's in the middle of the lineup. He's not a three-hole hitter. He shouldn't be hitting there. But you know what? Aaron Boone's trying to mix something up to mix in. He's a switch hitter, but mixing a lefty in between a lot of these righties. You had Gardner hitting a third at one point. They're going to have to address that as well. Try to find a left-handed hitting power guy. Maybe it's Odor. You know, he had some success with Texas, even though it is Texas and the ball flies there. Maybe a change of scenery is good for him. But in order for them to win and go further in the playoffs, I think they need to address the lineup and especially the left side.
So let's really get into the minutia of pitching, which I love. New pitches. The Mets have Joey Lucchese, who developed the new pitch. He's calling it the Churv. You've got Aroldis Chapman, who incorporated the split change.
Right.
What goes into creating a new pitch?
Well, I mean, you do that in spring training. You don't mess with it during the season because you never want to get beat by a pitch that you just started out throwing. Mm-hmm. You have to have confidence in throwing it in spring training and saying, okay, if I get hit, I got to keep throwing it until I master it. It's just something that, especially for a starter, I think you always try, okay, if you have three pitches, I really want to try to add a fourth. If you're a reliever like Chapman, I mean, he has a fastball slider and everybody knows that. Yes, his fastball is 100 miles an hour and he has a decent slider, but he just wanted to have another pitch that you can put something in the back of a hitter's mind. And that just makes you even more dominant when you can control that. And you did have a lot of success in spring training with it. You see pitchers add cutters, say, okay, my fastball velocity is starting to go down a little bit. So now I need to, maybe mix something up and I'll add a cutter. David Cone was one of those guys that always amazed me because he invented stuff on the mound all the time. He's like, okay, I'm throwing the same pitch, or I'm throwing my whole repertoire, even the kitchen sink, and this guy's still fouling it off. I got to try to mix something up. I got to try to invent something. And he was a guy that always came up with something different. And he did it during the season. He did it in game situation. Most guys do it in spring training because they just feel like, okay, maybe these two pitches that I have are good, but if I add that third, I'll be even maybe a more dominant reliever, a starter the same way. So a pitching coach will go over it, or maybe a pitcher will say, hey, you know what? I want to try to start throwing this. And they'll start asking guys on the team, say, okay, if somebody has a nasty pitch, hey, how do you throw that? Show me how you throw that. And I'll start working on that on the side.
Now, were you ever the guy that gave the advice or sought advice in something, a situation like that?
Yeah, I threw two pitches, but I always would have liked to try to throw a third. I mean, I threw a split, but it sucked. So, it wasn't very good. And I would always throw it like that last warm-up pitch just to see how it worked. And every once in a while, I'd throw it in a game. But, it's usually a ball, or if I, just something that they were like, oh, Jeff Nelson, the fastball slider guy, what's he got now? But I could never control it enough. Never could throw a change up because I always threw, slowed my motion up. Some guys would come and ask me how I threw my slider, or what I would do with it, or how I would start it out. So probably more teaching than anything, because I didn't know how to throw a third pitch.
Now, how about these sticky baseballs? Trevor Bauer certainly likes to toe the boundary line. Strikes out 10 Oakland A's and is now under scrutiny for doctoring the balls with a sticky substance. As a pitcher, former pitcher, do you like the MLB's crackdown on foreign substances?
Well, if they're going to do that, they should do the same thing with the hitters, because the hitters do a lot of different things with their bats that nobody knows. I mean, that's why you very rarely ever see most of the bats are dark now, because the hitters can get away with more. I mean, they can throw pine tar all the way up. They do different stuff to make the barrel a little harder. Then that way the ball carries a little bit more off of that bat. The baseballs that they have now are really, they're slick. You need something. They don't rub them up enough. You need something to get a better grip on the baseball. You never used to have to do anything, but there's so many different ways besides pine tar to be able to get a good grip on the baseball. Is it cheating? I don't think it's cheating. I think it's suntan lotion, rosin, everything's there. I mean, if they're going to ban everything, say, okay, you can't use any of this stuff. I just think there's a lot more things that MLB can do besides worrying about what guys are doing with the baseball. And now it just gives the umpire another thing that they have to look out for. So it just doesn't make any sense to me.
I had Tanyan Sturzia on 2 weeks ago, and he said the same thing, the suntan lotion and rosin.
Yeah.
What do you think then? What would be your suggestion then?
Everybody that I knew did something to try to get a better grip on the baseball. But when I first started, they had American League Baseball and a National League Baseball. And I don't know what it was, whether it was how the leather was made or how the ball was wound, whatever. You never had to use anything but just rosin, sweat and rosin, and you got a good tacky substance. When they went to a universal baseball, all of a sudden the leather became a little bit more soapy and it became slicker. So you had to try to do something to get a better grip on the ball. And it wasn't just for your breaking ball, because obviously all the hitters used to say, oh, I don't care what they use because I don't feel like getting hit. They don't understand that the spin rate's a lot better when you have like a pine tar or a sticky substance, that it makes the ball break a lot better. But for a lot of guys, it was just mainly getting a better grip on your fastball so it wouldn't slip out. So you were able to control it a little bit better. During the summer, everybody's using suntan lotion anyway, to not get burned. Rosin's always there. So it's, that's legal. Some guys use alcohol and rosin. I mean, that gives you a tacky substance. It's not like every pitch, it does wear off. Pine tar is about the only one that you can say, hey, this is illegal, but guys can get away with it. They can put it on their strings or their glove and nobody knows, even the catcher. I mean, you look at, I don't know if you remember, I don't know how many years ago, Yadier Molina, the ball stuck to his chest protector. Well, I mean, he's got sticky stuff all over that. I mean, the catchers help you out a little bit as well. Now they just throw the baseball out every time it's thrown. I mean, it must be going through a million baseballs a game. It never used to be that way. But I don't know what you do. I mean, I just don't think it's something that guys should worry about. When that clubhouse guy out in Anaheim said, oh, I used to do different things, with Garrett Cole or whatever, started spilling the beans about, oh, guys used to do, always use sticky substances. Well, that's league-wide. And the hitters do the same thing. I just don't think it makes any sense to even worry about it. Guys aren't cutting the ball. If you're cutting the ball, it's a little bit different. If you're using pine tar, okay, that might be a little bit different. But some of the other stuff, I mean, you can get away with it, and it just doesn't make sense for people to worry about it.
Jeff Nelson's hanging with us on The Fan. Now, the final thing I wanted to kind of wrap up with was this two schools of thought. I mean, most starting pitchers now, anyway, in the month of April, they're being yanked 75, 80 pitches. As a modern-day pitcher, are you okay with that in the month of April?
No, because analytics have killed pitching, I think. You know, analytics has basically said, okay, most starters can't go past the second time around the lineup. That third time around the lineup, they're like, okay, their batting average starts going up and hitters are making adjustments. Well, my feeling is pitchers should be able to make adjustments as well. You don't have pitchers going out wanting to go throw a complete game anymore. They're thinking, okay, if I give you seven, then I'm good. But most times that seven becomes five. 100 pitch count. You know, pitchers don't leave spring training anymore with 100 pitches. I mean, they used to be about 100 to 110 when they left spring training. So they were ready to go in the month of April. Yes, relievers are going to be used a little bit more because of the weather, and most places aren't hot places. It takes a little bit for a lot of these cities to get warmer, and you can understand that. But the way they have the money, the analytics, and the way the mentality of most pitchers are, they're not going past five or, you know, 85 pitches, 75 pitches. I mean, you've seen starters. I mean, they've had a full spring training. You've seen starters most of the time go about 75 to 80 pitches their first couple times. And that never used to happen.
Hypothetically speaking, getting taken out before you think you're ready to come out, maybe you want to go off that predetermined script. Is that a cause for friction between the pitcher and a manager or the decision maker in the dugout?
Well, it could if you have a terrible bullpen. If you look at Jacob DeGrom, the first time he started, 77 pitches for probably the best pitcher in the game. I think I read when the bullpen blew his lead, that was like the 34th time that the bullpen blew his lead in his start. When you have a guy like that and he's cruising, he only went six innings, 77 pitches, at least try to get another inning out of him. I mean, this guy is probably capable of throwing 100 pitches right off the bat. And it isn't, oh, I'm protecting him early. He's made to go 33 to 35 starts a year, over 200 innings, and you're trying to protect the guy. I just think it's a detriment to some of these great pitchers. You look at Scherzer. I mean, if you ever watch Max Scherzer on the mound, he hates to be taken out. He gave up four home runs in his opener and he still pitched six innings. So it's like, okay, a lot of times, you know, managers are taking guys out. There are four solo shots, but he kept his team in the game and he said, okay, I'll give you six innings. It just doesn't make any sense when I think managers jump to the conclusion when they see, oh, third time around the lineup, they're not seeing how the guy is going about his business and how he's cruising through the game. Perfect example is the Rays last year in the World Series, game six, when he had Blake Snell cruising through the game. I mean, the feel of the game is all of a sudden disappeared. It's more like, okay, this is what the book says. This is what I have to do. It's like robotic, and pitchers are robotic. Hitters are robotic, and managers are the same way. They lose the feel of the game. I mean, it's nice to see that Tony La Russa is back. You know, he's an old school type manager. You have Joe Girardi, old school type manager. There's a few of them around. Dusty Baker, the same way. The feel of the game with them is still there, even though the analytics are there. And I'm sure analytics help in some way. But in some way, the feel of the game still has to be there. And that's lost in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I was going to say, Tony La Russa leaving Lance Lynn in, complete game, 111 pitch, complete game shutout. I mean, I like it that way too. I just don't know. I don't know how to, qualitate or quantitate, you know, which is the better way. I don't know.
Well, you're seeing more injuries now, and I don't know why you're seeing more injuries. I don't know. You know, I know the money is so great now, and the mentality of players are, it used to be when the money wasn't there. I mean, yeah, the money's always been great, but I mean, not as great as it is now. When guys used to play injured, I mean, they used to fight through little ticky-tack injuries and they used to play through them. Some of them didn't have great years and they're like, you know what? I played injured the whole year. Your teammates, your manager, your organization love those type of players. But now because the money's so great, guys don't want to play injured anymore. If they feel a little something in their legs or their side or their arm, they're like, you know what? I'd rather go on the IL for 10 to 15 days and not hurt myself instead of going out there. Maybe I have a couple bad outings or I have a couple weeks of bad plate appearances that's going to cost me money. If I go on the IL, then okay, I can spend 14 days on it or 10 days on it, try to get healthy. And that's going to help me in the long run. So money has really been a big part of guys trying to play through injuries now.
These guys are assets for sure. Expensive ones at that.
Right.
Jeff, I know you're a busy guy. So between the Marlins, Yankee stuff. So just want to say thanks for taking the time for me.
Oh, that's great to have. Great to be on with you.
Are you doing any of the Mint Pros events this summer? I hope to see you there.
I will be. Yes. Yes. As soon as hopefully the attendance will go up and they'll get approved for some of these things at the end of August.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll see you then. Appreciate it.
Okay. Sounds good. Now. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
At Giant Eagle, you may have spotted the Stacker. With uncanny MyPerks ability, she stacks up the perks to choose either dollars off or up to 20% off her entire grocery bill. The Stacker, stacking up huge savings with MyPerks. Find your MyPersonality and transform your shopping into free gas and groceries. Full details at GiantEagle.com/MyPerks. Perks cannot be earned or redeemed on select items. Restrictions apply.